Representative Fortner has done so much more than a lot of people even realize. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes things that have happened that he'll never get credit for, and he doesn't care about that. He's that kind of person where he doesn't care about getting credit. He cares about getting things done, and that's very, very respectful, and a lot of times it's hard to find people like that these days. So to me, my hat is off to him. He's been an incredible representative for his entire time in there. If I can leave a small impact, just a portion of what he has done, I feel like I will have done a good thing as well. Why I wanted to run for District 4 was it was something that I thought about for a really long time. We had a great individual in there. Obviously, Representative Fortner has done an incredible job. There'd be no reason to ever run against him, so I would never consider doing that. But when he announced that he was no longer going to seek that seat anymore, re-election, it really made my wife and I think about it. I have been, after retiring from the Army and coming back home to Cotter, I really wanted to just pour myself into the community. How can I help? What can I do to add value to everything here and help those around us and just, you know, showcase our community? And so this actually gives an even broader reach because this goes beyond Cotter. This goes beyond Gasville. This goes, you know, all of District 4, obviously. And that's my passion, is to just to promote our community, be the voice for folks that need a voice down there in Little Rock. And that's really why I want to be that voice for District 4.
When you look at the different areas in Baxter, Marion County that you could potentially represent as District 4 representative, what specific things do you want to focus on?
There's a lot of pain points or passion projects that are out there in that entire district. There's some that are really close to home right here in Cotter, Gasville, Flippin area, and then obviously Bull Shoals. They have pain points as well that they're looking at, and we all have some great ideas. Those folks that are in charge, the mayors, Chamber of Commerce presidents, are volunteering their time to help promote the area. They've got some great ideas that I can grasp and help them with and take those into the Capitol and try to get the attention that we need to be able to get the progress going that we're looking for.
Do you believe tourism and economic development go hand in hand?
You know, those two things do. They have to be done very, very delicately, obviously. You know, I know obviously that's a discussion point that's on the agenda in multiple places right now. But I believe quite a few years ago, our area went away from the tourism and went more on the economic side, you know, getting folks in that will start businesses, and which obviously create jobs. And there's a lot of impact in that. But you have to have a mixture of the two. You've got to have the jobs for the people after they get here, but you have to have a reason to get them here as well. And we've got the reason. When you look around, the beauty of our area, the lakes, the rivers, the hiking trails of all of our area, that, you know, you put that in with economic development, and then, you know, as far as progressive growth that's impactful and meaningful, that's how all of those things work hand in hand. So, yes, I do think they work hand in hand when done correctly.
Do you believe taxpayer dollars should contribute to economic development?
Another great question, and that's going to be something that, you know, is going to be discussed by a lot of people with a lot of different passion on both sides. So, you know, we pay quite a bit of taxes right now, as everyone knows. There's taxes on various things that are, you know, arguably disagreeable by a lot of people. So you really have to look at that. You know, and obviously our focus should be on how can we lower the taxes, or how can we make those taxes be more impactful. So every tax dollar needs to go to something specific where it's going to benefit the masses and not just a small group. So it's always just working together and finding the best fit. And I think our area does a good job at that. We can always do better. And so we have to really look at how can we do better and really look at every dollar. What are we going to do with every dollar? What impact is it going to make?